This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is a good one, Hugh. This is a good one. It sets the stage, the spirit for the day.
It's an old-ass song,
Joe. It is. It's a good one. Oldie but a goodie. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia, we are broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP Parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyotas. Coming up at 12:10, we will go live to Devin Caney and Elliott Shore Parks, live on the scene. Hugh, this place is packed. The players and the coaches, they're on their way up broad, down broad, as we get ready for what should be an awesome afternoon here with the speeches at the Art Museum. And we have this is the coolest view we got up here. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know what this would be like when they told us we were going to be here today and have the opportunity to be here. And it's a privilege to be here, Hugh. But just being able to see everyone, and then we'll see the players as they arrive. This is a really cool moment.
Hey, no question about it, man. And to be here and to be in this moment with all these Eagles fans, I think somebody touched on it earlier today. There's a lot of jerseys, a lot of diversity in the jerseys that people are wearing here, man. And it's not just the players that were actually in the Super Bowl. It's people's favorite Eagles players. I see a lot of Reggie White's, Jerome Brown's.
Yep. I think DeCamera was wearing a Jerome Brown this morning.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things where Philadelphia is a very unique place, man. And it's one of those places where the fans love their eras and they love their football team. And it's just unique. I can't say enough about being back here in Philadelphia and being a part of this. This is awesome.
Yeah, well, the love for the Eagles is just it's unlike anything.
It's unmatched
anywhere. Yeah, and you see it at days like this. You know, I remember watching, because I was on at night, Hugh, 7 years ago, so I wasn't at the parade. I did my show with Chickies like after the night show, but I just remember watching that and seeing it, and that was the first one. But this one almost feels like that one was about all the people and the players of the past.
That was finally.
This one is more like a celebration of the team and the franchise and what they've become.
I feel like it's the beginning of something special.
Yeah.
You know, because there was a lot of, like, I mean, you know, not harping on the past or not harping on the way the season went, but there's a lot of angst, a lot of doubt with some of the players on this squad, and they were able to pull it out, man. And Jalen played his best Sunday, and he did it the other time when he played in the Super Bowl, just didn't get it done. Finished the job this time.
Yeah, he did.
Screensaver changed.
They have. And Hugh, you mentioned how there's jerseys of all these players. You know what I think about? I think about Howie. I mean, we talk about people you're happy for and doubted. Hugh, I find it so ironic that Howie Roseman, for the first whatever years of his career, everyone said he's not a football guy. You know what he's really good at doing? Putting football teams together.
He's good at that, and he's good at crunching numbers.
Yep.
He's good at crunching
numbers.
Well,
he can find the good players, but then it's two parts of it. Find them and then keep them together.
And you know what else? The thing that I don't know this for sure because I didn't play when Howie was the guy making the decisions.
Yep.
But it seems like he's very personable when it comes to these players. He's down there in the locker room. They know Howie. Howie's not in his ivory tower making decisions and not actually caring about these guys. Feels like he cares about them. And, you know, if you talk to a lot of GMs in the NFL, that's something that a lot of guys really don't want to do.
So we were talking earlier about how the team evolved, players, coaches, right? I think Howie evolved too, because, you know, back to when you played, right? It seemed like when Joe Banner was here and Howie was part of that, but he wasn't in charge. Hugh, didn't it feel like the Eagles had almost like a it felt like almost a hard line. You got to a certain age, or you were paid a certain amount.
It was time to go.
But that changed here. I mean, think about, like, do you think Brandon Graham would have stuck around as long as he has in your era?
I don't
think
so.
No.
You know, and it's you know, you're a little envious of that, because Brandon had meant so much to this organization that Brandon gets to leave on his own terms. Brandon has a conversation with the team where it's like, hey, if they want me, if they'll have me, I'll be here. Think about Joe Banner being here and say, hey, I want to be an Eagle. Well, I don't know what to tell you. We're not about to pay you. That's kind of how it was. You know, and I tell you, to a man, that hurts. Because when you think about the family aspect and the way that they would preach family all the time, and then when it came down to getting what you felt you were worth, there wasn't even a conversation to be had. You know, and it feels good that, you know, everybody learns from the mistakes that they made. And it feels good to see that that's not the case with this organization and the way that they've evolved. You know, in the way, and I'll even say it, the way that they embrace the older guys. The fact that we are allowed, like, hell, I haven't played in about 20 years, but I can still go down to the NovaCare complex. I'm not locked out. You know, that's a special feeling, man. It really, really is. To be able to go home and go somewhere where you spent a lot of your time and you broken your body for. So, yeah, that's a great feeling to see these guys be able to you know, be a part of that and this organization grow. And it's really a family now.
Yeah, and look, they figured it out. They got the formula down for how to do this. And that's why I think there's a sense here. You said this at the beginning. Like, I don't know how many more of these we're going to have, but there's certainly a chance to have more of them because of what they've done. Now, let's go to the phones. Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, we're doing great. It is a special day. What's on your mind?
It certainly is. I'm hoping to avoid any ambiguity with this call today. So,
well, on this show, we have a lot of that. What was the word, Hugh? How'd you say it?
Ambiguity.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Ken, that word was kicking my ass.
I like yours better, Hugh. I like yours better. This is such a great day, obviously. And Elliot, congratulations for him, you know, finding probably the only two drunk people on the street there a few minutes ago.
That's why we sent him out. We knew he could do it.
Sober people, I should say. He's easy to find because he's probably the only one down there celebrating, drinking Prosecco and eating dried figs. So, but, you know, this does feel like a coronation. It feels like a validation of how great this franchise is. I guess, you know, when you kind of look back in hindsight, maybe we did give Joe Douglas a little bit too much credit for that 2017 team. You know, when he left, we thought that was the end of our days as a contender. And, you know, Joe Douglas, good guy, but unemployed.
Well, you're right. And he left, and he couldn't win when he left. So it's a good point.
And I really want to hear Nick today. I really want to hear what Nick has to say, because to me, this is, you know, it's, I've been keeping receipts for a couple of years. This is not the week for me to start cashing them in. That day will come. But it's amazing how many callers I've heard in the last week talk about they always knew. Like, I've always been behind Nick. They must not have been getting the phone number that you guys put out every few minutes when they were listening for the last couple of years, because I didn't hear many of them. So this is just a great validation of Nick. It's a great validation of Howie. It's a great validation of Jalen. And, you know, when we look back on this, you know, I think we might get a few gold jackets out of this. And we're going to look back on it as, you know, the golden era of this franchise in more than one way. So it's just, I hope everybody enjoys themselves safely. I hope they don't tear down any light poles. And I just can't wait to hear who gives the most memorable speech today. And you know, God bless everybody.
Yeah, Ken, we appreciate it. Yeah. So in terms of the light poles, it seems like people are pretty well behaved so far down there.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I think everybody's just kind of drinking.
Enjoying
themselves. And like hanging out. And people look like they're still filing in. So I don't think there's going to be any light poles climbing right now.
Not right now. Maybe
well,
later.
Maybe later on tonight. Yeah, but not
is,
right now.
And it is a Friday, Hugh, which adds to the element in this.
It's, yeah, and it is Valentine's
there's no,
Day.
It is that. There's no work tomorrow. It's a Friday, so we have that. Let's go to Tracy in Berks County. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Tracy, we're doing
so
great.
I'm
How are you feeling?
I'm at the rail on Spring Garden at the end by the Art Museum. I have a great spot.
I could hear the atmosphere with your call. So, who are you happiest for today?
Who am I happiest for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just have to say our Eagles Nation. You want me to say a specific person?
Well, whoever you're happy for, it's up to you.
Say who you're happy for.
Well, I'm really happy to be here, number one, and I'm just really happy that. Everybody's happy all around me. Everybody has a big cheer for you guys. Everybody ready?
She got a nice little break.
Now that's a phone call. Tracy, enjoy yourself.
You know what, Joe? I'm surprised. Yep. Like, this didn't go like I thought it was going to go.
What do you mean?
I didn't think that anybody would be listening to us, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, the Odyssey app.
I forgot about the Audacity app.
Yeah, you got the Odyssey app. People are downloading. They're listening to us.
Yes, at the parade.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
Well,
because if you're there, right, you kind of cut off from you watching or listening. Like, what is happening, right? Like, so yeah. I have pride that we get to be the soundtrack to this. We get to help people.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to be the case, but I want to say real quick, thank you. To everybody that's listening to us on the Odyssey app right now, because I didn't think that with everything going on, that would be the case. But thank you. Thank you for calling in from the parade. And more people call in from the parade.
Yeah,
man,
absolutely.
I think that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah,
tell us from your vantage point. What do you see from your vantage point?
It is awesome. Because you're right here. When you hear, like, there's going to be a million people here, the first thought we have is, well, that means
nobody's listening to us.
Right, a million people are not listening today. But you can. And I know a lot of people are. 215-592-9494 to join us and talk about a special, special day for the Philadelphia Eagles, for the franchise, for the fan base. And, you know, Ken brought up their validation for a lot of people. It is. I mean, and last time it was, too. I mean, last time they were the underdogs and Jason Kelsey's speech. But this time there's a lot of that, too, because a lot of these people were not expected. And you know what? Ken was mentioning how a lot of people maybe are pretending now they're on board the whole time with every single person. It's okay.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
Yeah, but yeah, and you know what?
It's also what everybody does.
It's
man.
Also okay that you weren't, because fandom, we pretend it's this thing where you always know, but you don't, right? I think we all have certain people that we feel strongly about. Like I always had his back.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of people on every team in the city that you doubt, and if they come through, it's like, I'm happy to be wrong. I'm thrilled that Nick Sirianni is a Super Bowl winning coach, because I can admit I often didn't think he was, but watching that the other night, the mic'd up when he told Kellen Moore, let's go for the kill shot, and then they hit it, that was awesome. He evolved and he's a champion now.
And they become better for it, man. They've learned each other, man. And listen, as a fan, don't feel bad if at some point during the season you didn't believe. You know, because that happens to everybody's fan base.
Yes.
You know, you get those cats that, oh, I always believe I'm going to die hard. Man, you're lying. And I'm going to tell you, too, man, like, being at this station for as long as we have, I might not remember names, but I remember voices. And there's a lot of people that were calling in. They wanted Nick Sirianni's head on a platter.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden when they won the Super Bowl, the same cat saying that I never had a doubt. So don't feel bad about being a fan and feeling wishy-washy at times. That's what being a fan is. It's short for fanatic.
Yeah, your emotions are all over the place.
Yeah.
And today our emotions are all in one place, excitement, and I think a lot of pride out there for this football team, for the franchise, for the city, and what everyone gets to celebrate today. All right, let's go down to Elliott Shore Parks and Devin Caney. They are live with us, setting the scene on parade day. Devin, Elliott, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing? Man, I'm jealous. I hear you're partaking. Like what's going on? We don't get to partake down here.
Wait. What do you mean partaking?
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having a fun time up there.
Well, it's a party. I mean, what are we? Yeah.
Oh, y'all talk, yeah. They talking now? They talking to us now?
They're live with us, yeah.
Oh, hey, everybody.
All right. I wasn't sure if any flying beers were making it all the way up.
No,
you guys
Dev was focused. So, but no, hey, so what is the atmosphere like down there, guys? What are you seeing?
Well, let me tell you, the last time we talked to you, people were waiting. People had been camped out, and they were waiting for the party to begin. The party has officially started down here at the Art Museum Steps. The steps are absolutely filled with people. Fans are dancing. The DJ has started. We already got Blow the Whistle. We got some DMX, some Party in the USA, obviously an all-time banger. So we got all types of good music playing on down here. And it is a true, true celebration now. The vibe could not be better. They're ready for the players to get here and celebrate that Super Bowl.
Devin, when you think about what it's going to be like at, you know, around 2 o'clock when they get to the Art Museum Steps, I know you guys were around the team a lot, and yesterday they spoke. Who are you expecting? Like, if you had a guess, who's going to give a speech today and who might give a good speech today? Who comes to mind?
Yeah, so I've actually thought about this quite a bit, guys, and I asked some of the players when we were in the locker room yesterday. So I think the obvious answer, at least for me, is Jordan Mailata, because he's one of the funniest Eagles. He's always one to talk to media, and I just think he would send a really good message. But I asked him yesterday, and he's like, no, actually, I'm not one to talk, which is frankly not true. Yeah, that was my exact reaction, Elliot. And he's like, no, seriously, unless I get some liquid courage, perhaps, which, you know, we assume will likely happen. He said he had no plans to get up on the podium. I think Landon Dickerson is a really good sleeper pick to give the most epic speech of the day, because I think we've all heard his mic'd up, you know, pregame speeches that he gives to the team. I think he could be the closest to the Jason Kelce-esque iconic speech from 2018. But guys, I'm really looking forward to CJGJ. I'm a little bit scared, but hopefully, you know, Kyle's got his hand.
He's going to bring that thigh out. He's going to be the one.
Have his hand on that dump button. Yeah. I mean, we know that CJ Gardner-Johnson is not a shy guy. He's going to be electric up there. And I know that he is one that I believe is set to speak. So he's probably one I'm most excited for. And Sirianni, of course.
Yeah, it's not often the head coach you think of in these settings, because they're usually pretty buttoned up. But Nick's personality is pretty fit for this kind of setting.
Right.
I think he'll be great. And I agree with you. Yeah, whoever it is back there in our studio, and every TV producer across America has to be ready for CJGJ.
It's going to be some cuss words dropped today.
And I'll say this. Like, the players can think whatever they want when they're in the locker room yesterday, when they were at the beginning of the parade. I'm telling you right now, when they get down here and see the emotion from these fans and the sea of green they're going to look out on, the podium's about halfway up the Art Museum steps. When they look down onto the parkway, all they'll see, I know you guys are getting a preview of it, of those fans. So while Jordan Mailata might say he's not a big talker, and I'm sure they're, you know, they have little notes on what they're going to say, those notes are out the window when you're on the bus for 3 hours and you see these fans. I can't describe to you the euphoria of the feeling down here from all the fans. So whenever they get up on that stage, my guess is their plan is going to change.
Yeah, the buzz will take over, and maybe more ways than one. Guys, we appreciate you guys joining us again. We'll check in soon. Elliot and Devin live with us from the parade. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington is up, and then we got to check in with Buzz again. Buzz is, you know, Buzz on Broad. We're trying to find where he is and what he's up to these days. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How are we doing, Jeff? What are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm not at the parade, but I was at the 2018 parade, and I know exactly what it feels like. It was years and years of culmination of being a fan, and you actually get to be there up close. My daughter and I went. We were on the northeast corner of Broad and Washington. We spent the night at a cousin's house, so we didn't have to drive, you know, during the parade. It was awesome, man. I mean, just the sea of people is just insane to me. Like, I cannot comprehend 1.5 to 2 million people, you know, in the city, out on the streets at one time.
Yeah, it's an enormous amount of people. But, you know, Hugh, as we look down, there's just a sea of green. It's not to even pick out people. It's just a sea of – I just see people wearing green everywhere.
Yeah, and people are, like, taking pictures of where we are. But it's like, dude, I can't find you. There's so many people here right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I really – I'll say this. Validation dogs hunt, too. So I'm thinking – I'm hoping that Nick and Jalen – I don't really want them to go at people, but I think they really – they're really going to speak their mind today. And maybe CJ, DJ, I don't know. I would love to hear that. It's going to be exciting either way. You're gonna have to get that dump button ready. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. We. I mean, look, we're used to it. It happened 7 years ago. It was Kelce then.
Yep.
But I think I agree with Devin and Jeff. Appreciate it. Dick Dickerson, Hugh, and you got to know him a little bit in the Players Lounge. Landon strikes me as someone
a matter of fact kind of guy.
Yep,
man.
And he's funny. He's got that dry sense of humor and. Yeah. And then we also, like Devin mentioned, we saw those mic'd up with him before the games. When he gets fired up, it's like, because he seems pretty reserved and like down to earth, laid back. But he gets fired up. There's like an animal inside there.
Yeah, no question about that, man. I want to see that. And as far as going after people, I don't mind that today. I mean,
today?
Well, I don't mind him going after people today because there's a lot said about this football team, you know, and there was a lot of doubt about this football team. They proved everybody wrong. And they did it all year long, you know, and it's funny because I'm thinking back on it when A.J. Brown said something about, you know, never satisfied.
Yep.
Thinking through it this season, they only lost, what, three games this year?
Three games and one after the month of September.
Yes. To lose three games and be as scrutinized as they were by a lot of people, I get that aspect of it. I do. And if they feel like getting their, you know, getting their one-ups or comeuppance or whatever you want to call it, then I don't have a problem with that because the day is the day for it.
So it's interesting you brought that up. They only lost three games. Hugh, earlier there's a big screen down there, right? And they had they were playing the broadcast of the Super Bowl. And as we walked in this morning, I heard whatever part of the game was on, but I heard Kevin Burkhardt on the broadcast say that the Eagles are 15-1 since their bye. Isn't that incredible when you think of it like that? Like 15-1 is what the old 16-game season is. If you go 15-1, you're an all-time team. And from the end of September, they were 15-1. And Hugh, with that one loss, Jalen got knocked out of. Like, they were this close to, over the course of 5 months, basically being perfect.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that you think back on it, and every week that they won games, we complained about the quarterback.
We're like, well, but
you know, we complained about the quarterback, man, and because we couldn't see the forest for the trees. And not only that, there were friends of mine that complained about the quarterback that are Eagles fans that used to talk about, well, I don't know, because he's this and this and that, but he was winning games. It was ugly, no question about it. And Saquon was a big part of that, and he acknowledged that. But man, as long as you're winning football games, that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, no, it is. Let's go to Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dominic?
Yo, guys, how's it going, man?
What's up, Dominic?
Wow, very emotional day, man, for me. I mean, I was at the last parade. I didn't go today. I'm watching it on the TV with my four kids, man. So the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I did not have any kids. This Super Bowl, I got four kids.
Well, you got four in 8 years.
It's unreal, man. And all four of them know the fight's sung by heart. We're singing it, watching it on the TV. I have a lot of emotions. I just want to say thank you to you guys with all your coverage this year, the debates, the topics, everything has been such – it's all part of the ride, man. It's all part of the ride. And just shout out to, you know, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Nick Sirianni. This team is the best team I have ever seen in my life. And I will tell you this, they just got four new fans that are ready to embrace this run. And this dynasty that's about to happen.
Well, Dominic, I'm sure you speak for a lot of, you know, parents of young kids. Yeah, my kids are 10 and 7, and like they think the Eagles are just going to do this all the time, and they've seen two Super Bowl runs, and yeah, it's they're becoming that though. They're becoming one of those teams, Dominic. We appreciate it that you expect to win all the time. 215-592-9494. All right, we're gonna check in. Buzz on Broad. Where is Buzz on Broad Street? Who is he talking to now? We'll check in with him, his update on what he's seeing, your phone calls. Who are you happiest for as we get set for the speeches? The parade is making its way down. The Art Museum is ready. The Eagles will be here soon, and we can't wait to hear what these guys have to say as they celebrate with everyone a championship. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon, specifically Hatfield bacon. It's packed with flavor, sizzles to perfection, and it's just good. And when it comes in so many delicious varieties like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick cut, extra thick cut, and even maple brown sugar. For that sweet, savory kick, you got to love bacon, man. I remember one time I got in trouble when I was in the station in Atlanta for frying bacon on the air, but I didn't care. So guess what? On your next trip to the grocery store, treat yourself to some bacon and put some Hatfield bacon in your cart. Head to SylvieHatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When I think Philadelphia Freedom, I think Elton John and Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
That's who I think. Welcome back. We're broadcast from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge of the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. We're going to check in live with Buzz. Buzz on Broad. Hugh, I got up on the last break, and I was looking at the TVs up here.
Yes.
And you could see the video of the buses coming down, the players walking down the street. They're making their way. They're getting close now.
It's going to be close. These people are about to go crazy.
Yeah, we're about to hear some big cheers as the Eagles make their way here. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles on a day they've earned here, a parade in Philadelphia. We'll check in with Buzz. We got the speeches coming up in a little bit. Of course, Ike and Spike and Jack at 2 o'clock and a special day here on WIP. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Philly Rob is up here on WIP. What's up, Philly Rob?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
How we doing today?
Beautiful day. Beautiful, man. I'm not at the parade. I'm watching the parade on TV. I saw Lori. He got BG, and he got Galen on the bus with him in the front. Yeah, I'll be waving.
Oh, that's the VIP bus right there. That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big bus. Yeah, that's the real one. But anyway, yeah, I was calling because I told Kyle. I said, man, I have found out some history about what's going on with our coaches, right? Did y'all know we have a black female coach that does, like, performances, that does the sports performance
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I saw she was highlighted on Sunday.
Yeah, first black female coach to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, we know.
Cool.
Black History Month, dog.
Yo, you know what I'm saying, Hugh? This is her second one, too, because she was in 22.
Oh, so she was there in 22, and then she won it this year.
Yeah, they didn't win. She
right.
was the first one to be a black female coach then, but then they this is her one that she won. She won the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah.
So this is awesome, man. We got
definitely and, awesome.
And I'm wearing number 59. It's not Seth, but it's D'Amico Ryan's, right?
Yeah.
It's 59 Super Bowl, and I was born in 59.
How about that symmetry? 59, 59, Super Bowl 59.
Symbolism,
I like that.
Symbolic.
Yes.
It was meant to be. Hugh, you had me on the bus with you and everything, man. That's why I was like, yeah, we gonna win this thing.
Yeah, we was going. You know,
oh,
my
did
boss.
You get your,
Hot Seat Lakin.
My boss right behind me, so I can't say nothing.
Yeah, no. So speak your truth, Hugh. Speak it.
Keep it low. But guess what? We gonna keep it going, man. Cause this is a good team. We got a solid team. We gonna win. At least three more with this team.
Well, you know what they have? They have what's pretty rare in the NFL. They have a window here where they should compete for these kind of moments for the next 3 to 5 years. And most teams don't have that. I mean, it kind of goes up, it goes down. You know, unless you have like that Brady or Mahomes, you can't open up windows that are 6 or 7 years. But we're in one. I mean, they've been at 2 Super Bowls last 3 years. Philly Rob, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, we've had a lot of this talk already this week. It's going to continue into the offseason. The D word, dynasty. It's hard, but when you have a team like this and a front office as good as what Howie's got here, there's no reason that we shouldn't dream on another day like this soon.
None whatsoever. And not only that, it feels like this team knows how to handle adversity.
Yep.
They went through it. The Lord knows they went through a lot this year. You know, and you know, Jalen, AJ, the receiver corps, Saquon, they figured out a way to get it done, man. You know, so it feels like they have a firm grasp on the adversity they went through, and they can work through it.
You know what it feels like a little bit? It feels a little bit like the Phillies when they started winning in 2007, 2008. Hugh, now, they didn't win another, but they had. You could see the next handful of years. Like, they were going to have a lot of cracks
at
it.
They were competitive.
Yeah, right. They had from 07 to 11, and they got back to another one. They didn't win another one, but that – I feel like we're in that with the Eagles right now, where the next 3 to 5 years, they got a shot every year.
And they got the right coaches, man. Because, I'm thinking back of moments of this squad, or moments on this season, I should say. And you remember when Jalen Carter was on the sideline and he was upset Nick Sirianni was trying to get after him?
Yes.
And Coach Hurt kind of was the buffer between the two, because he was like, hey, he's already got chewed out once. He don't need to get chewed out again. So, yeah, it's a little bit of that. So I think they got the right guys for this, man. I really, really do.
Well, and they're seasoned now. They've been through a lot of postseasons. They've been through all this, and they've won a lot. Let's go to Jack, who's up on WIP. What's up, Jack?
Man, hey, you. Hey, Joe.
What's going
on? Hey, Jack.
I got chicken skin, man. I'm feeling my roots today because –
I grew up playing football around the Art Museum right there when the Eagles beat the Packers. And then we lived through all those lean years with the Eagles not being good, and we never stopped believing. So feeling this now where the Eagles have turned the corner on building teams, not just stars, I think Saquon changed the whole damn culture this year.
Yep.
And I think today the crowd is going to go nuts and call Coop.
Yeah, Coop's going to be a big fan favorite. There's no question,
is,
Jack.
But yeah. They've been doing that in the stadium. I heard it.
Well, you know what it reminds me of, Jack? When you hear it, it reminds me of the Hugh chant. I mean, the Coop is the new Hugh.
Yeah,
you know what's funny? I thought about that, but it's all Coop, man. I like the fact that Coop has a young following. He's a young guy, and he's a hell of a player, and he's going to be here for years. I can see a Pro Bowl.
Kid,
I can see a Pro Bowl in his future. Yep. I see a Pro Bowl. Shit, I mean, probably in his second season.
Are you in parade mode?
No.
Parade mode, Douglas.
You know the sad part about it? Ain't had a drop of nothing.
I know.
Hey, you, there's a little pub right across the street from where you are right there.
There's a pub 3 feet behind us, Jack.
Oh, that's
You're serving
you
behind us.
Kyle, did you get that?
I know
yes.
Where you guys are.
He seems thrilled about
Relax.
It.
Relax.
How high up are you guys?
We're high. We're on a rooftop, Jack. We're high.
So you can see right up to the art.
Oh, yeah. We can see everything.
Yeah, that's all my old hood, man, right there.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, Jack. We're happy to be here, man. And we appreciate you, Jack. You gonna be all right?
You know what's funny? Even though me and Kyle don't see eye to eye all the time, it's times like this where I really appreciate his.
He knows.
I didn't expect to have to look out for you today. Let's get it together.
But deep down, you did. That's why we're on the same page.
We don't always see eye to eye, but this is days like this I really appreciate you.
Well, you need him. Otherwise, you'd be in a little trouble there. I heard you. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's just.
I forgot where I was.
I think you're. Well, you sometimes forget where you are, but you self-edit better in the studio,
yes.
Out with the people. You're
no,
just.
No, that's why I don't like get too comfortable. And the sad part is, haven't had one drop of nothing.
I know, even though you got that bottle in front
got
of you.
That bottle.
Past 2 hours.
Oh, boy. Ooh, and this way, when the clock strikes nil, it's going down.
That bottle's opening. All right, let's go. Do we got Buzz on Broad? Let's check in. Buzz on Broad Street. What's going on, Buzz?
Can you guys hear me okay?
We
yeah,
got
I'm
you,
high above Broad Street here from the 7th floor of the Brownstein Group PR firm. I had to tush-push my way through here. The subway's not stopping at Walnut anymore. I had to walk from Race all the way here, and I pushed through no short of about 1,000 people to literally get up here and do this report. So I'm dedicated to this show.
Well, obviously people didn't realize how important it was that we needed to get this Buzz on Broad hit, so I'm glad you tush-pushed.
Absolutely.
So, Buzz, set the scene from where you are, what you're seeing, and how ready are you for these speeches here, Buzz?
Yeah, so these buses are going beneath me just as we speak. Jeff Lurie hoisting the Lombardi Trophy just a couple of minutes ago here on Broad. Many of the players and their families now still passing by here at Broad and Walnut. Lots of confetti flying everywhere. These players are certainly getting into it. They seem to have had a little bit more to drink since the last time I saw them at Broad and Patterson, so they're having a good time. Kyle might have to get more active on that dump button like he did with Hugh during these speeches. But this is an electric scene out here. I can hear the pre-delay, and I heard that all the way. But I'm seeing people out of rooftops here. Players and their families are waving. They are going nuts. A lot of the players walking on Broad as well. I think this is Jake Elliott beneath me, high-fiving people. Can't really tell exactly from this vantage point, but a lot of commotion here on Broad.
So a couple of things. I'm not sure who you've seen go by. You mentioned Lurie. You mentioned potentially Jake Elliott. A couple of things I saw as I scrolled through and just saw what was happening as they arrived near us. One, I saw Quinyon Mitchell stumbling around, so it seems like he's having himself a time this morning. And the other thing I saw, Buzz, I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, but a lot of people were apparently chanting Coop. But it was actually Reed, so we're confusing which exciting white it is as we go through here.
Mighty Whitey.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I get that.
All the exciting white guys look the same.
I mean, that's...
You don't confuse the mighty white.
I mean, they're not that dissimilar looking. They're actually pretty similar looking.
Look, that's coming from you.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I will say, from the vantage point I was at where everyone was pushing through on Broad, there are a lot of vantage points here today where, you know, some of the players who are wearing hats or winter clothing, not necessarily the easiest to be on facial recognition.
Yeah, you're just trying to guess at that point. Yeah, you're guessing.
You're just trying to guess. And here's the other thing. People are just having themselves a good time. I think they could see a random, you know, white guy who's a staffer and yell coop at him. I think it's that kind of day.
Yeah, it might be. All right, Buzz, we appreciate it. Continue, making your way through the field here. We'll check in again. There he goes, Buzz on Broad, as we found Buzz on Broad Street. Let's go to Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Violet, we're great.
Hey, Violet.
I am so excited for y'all. I had to get out of line. I'm at lunch. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for the team. And I made such a big blunder yesterday. I meant to say Becton, but that's okay.
Oh, that's all right.
But anyway, I do want to hear Nick Sirianni. Anybody that's up there, I'm so proud of them. And I'm just so happy for everybody. And I hope you guys have an awesome time. I cannot wait. I can't wait to come up there for a game and hopefully hang out with you guys. And I'd love to have a shot with you. And I just have a great time, you guys. I absolutely adore you. Thank you so much for bringing everything that you do down here, a little piece of Philly to Virginia. So I appreciate y'all.
Well, we appreciate you listening. And yeah, we'll do that. You come up for a game next year. We'll make that happen, and we'll hang out and watch a game and all that. But, yeah, I mean, look, today's the day for not just for people here. It's like there's Eagles fans everywhere that get to be part of this through Odyssey app, WIP, or watching on TV. Hugh, like, we've talked to so many people this week. I think we had a caller, what was it, Monday from Chicago or last week? Like, there's Eagles fans everywhere that get to experience this. I know the last time there was one of these, you were in Atlanta then, and you came up. I imagine there's a lot of people out there down below us, Hugh, that probably aren't even living here, but they made their way here just for today.
Man, I have some friends come from California, jumped on a flight and just caught a flight here. Friends coming from Georgia. If I'm not mistaken, Spike and those guys had, I listened to Corey from Columbus, their leadoff hitter.
Yep.
But Corey, that don't count. Corey, you're probably listening, that don't count. You're only like 6 hours away, dog. So, I mean,
What's the line where it's like that's a big trip?
At least 8 to 10.
Okay.
8 to 10. Corey, that's like a hop, skip, and a jump. You're on the turnpike, dog. But hey, he coming down. Man, it's people coming from all over the place.
So when you came to the last parade, Hugh, where were you in this area? Where were you when you drove up?
I was at, it was the old, it's the, what's it called now, the brew house?
Mm.
The spot down the street, because it used to be the old TGI Fridays.
Yeah, that's where you went last time?
Yeah, because I came to the station. The last place, the station broadcast that we were there. About in the same area, general vicinity, about a couple blocks down the street. But yeah, that's what we were, man. It was phenomenal.
So now that you've been to both, Hugh, which spot is better, this place or the last place?
Well, I think we had a better vantage
point. This is a good spot here.
But at the other spot that we were at, man, you could really, like, you really were interactive with the people. I mean, there's a lot of people up here, but you could really interact with the people at the other spot.
Yeah, listen, we got a lot of great vantage points up here, and you can see it all coming. A lot of the police escorts are arriving here, which means the players aren't too far behind. Speaking of people that are from out of town but enjoying this, Alex in Chicago. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Alex, we're doing great.
Hey, real quick, I know it's loud. I'm on Argonne Avenue. They started their own little parade coming down Argonne from everybody that left the parade on Big Bird. So, hey, hold on. Hold on. This is awesome. Hold on. You're live on WIP Radio. Hey, you're on WIP Radio. There it is. There's so many people going down Argonne Avenue. It's really cool. So sorry to be too loud there for a second.
No, Alex, it's good, man. Yeah, like I love the hey, you're on WIP, and all the people behind you. Alex, good phone call there. As Alex calls us from out in Oregon Avenue. Self in North Philly said, get me on. We can do that. Self, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Self, where you at? You at the parade?
No, man. I just left. Today's my 4-day. So I just left a 4-day breakfast with my ex. and my middle daughter. And now I'm about to go, you know, spend the day with my lady and my baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I totally understand.
But listen, I want to say this, man. First of all, it's been a pleasure listening, you know, to y'all, man. I say now, and I always say, y'all got the best show on WIP. But let me just tell y'all this, right, about Patrick Mahomes. Me and Kyle had a little fallout over this. I told y'all he was no magician. You know what he is? Oh, what a difference the referee makes. When the referee steps out of the picture and you allow him to get hit and touch, he's that bully that talks trash when his ball's around, but when you catch him by himself, you know what I mean, he's shook. And that's what you saw in that Super Bowl. You saw somebody get punched around who wasn't saved by the referee. You know what I mean? So look forward to the future. The Eagles expose Patrick no homeboy. And you know what I mean? We them both. That's it. We them both.
Well, they're the bully now, Soph. And man, we appreciate you. Appreciate listening to be a part of the show. He brought up the point of Mahomes and Self with us before. Hugh has been, he doesn't believe Mahomes is as great as other people do. I think he's a tremendous player, but Hugh, that was the most, I'll put it this way, that was the worst I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. And the Eagles did that to him, which made it even cooler because they took a great player. We made the joke on Monday. It was like when the Russian is cut, right? When Drago is cut, like, He's not a machine.
A human.
He's a man, and they made him look mortal. They made him look bad, actually, on Sunday.
You know, as we talk about this, I'm trying to get situated. But Joe, this is the thing, and I think that people need to understand this, and this is why I'm here to help you kind of understand a little bit. Quarterbacks, by nature, their whole life, they've been protected by other individuals, so that they don't have to feel. Getting hit all the time.
Right.
They're not used to it.
Yep.
Like, as a defensive lineman, there's not a play that I'm on that I'm not touching somebody or being physical with somebody. So when people say that, you know, Patrick Mahomes looked mortal or he looked shook or he a punk, all this other stuff, of course you are, because you're having something happen to you consistently that never is supposed to happen to you. Think about that for a minute, people. I understand, like not talking about myself, but I'm just talking in general, that it's hard for people to understand. Quarterbacks, their whole life, probably been hit 1,000 times in their whole NFL career. That's not a whole lot.
And then to get hit 20 times in one
game.
And
then you to go into a game and be under siege. You heard AJ Philly sit here and say it. When I talked about, hey, doesn't it kind of get to a quarterback when you get pressure on him early? Because it feels like when you talk about looking mortal, because your whole job is to look down the field and know and trust in your protection. Those five guys are your bodyguards. And when they're your bodyguards, they allow you to look down the field and survey the field and see what coverages are to throw the football. When that's not happening, guess where your eyes go?
Down.
Your eyes go to the next person that you feel is going to tap that ass and going to hit you. That's where your eyes go. So to sit there and say, oh, he look like a punk. Hell, anybody, you get your ass back there and try to play quarterback and get hit from all different directions and see how you look.
And what made it so wild is he has good mobility, but that didn't even help him because he tried to move, and then there was someone else there swarming him right away.
He tried to take over. Like Patrick Mahomes, this is the way that I saw the game, Joe, not to cut you off. But he tried to let the players around him do their thing. He tried to run the ball. They couldn't run the ball. He tried to get the ball to his outside perimeter receivers. They couldn't make plays. He then went to what he knows. He tried to improvise and make plays himself.
And that didn't work.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They took away every option that he had. And think about it like this, people. In games where they were close, and I said this, he had moments where he took over. He couldn't do none of that. He had no options. That was an ass whooping waiting to happen, and it was nothing he could do about it. They had no answers for anything the Eagles were doing because they were all over him like a tight pair of underwear.
The simplest way I could frame it here, when you factor in who he is, what he's done, the coach they have, it's the greatest defensive performance in the history of this franchise.
Man, it's something like this is why when you sit here and you try to tell people, oh, he got did it. No, dude, they just kicked their ass.
Like, it's plain and simple. You know, you're going to hear pundits talk about, well, Andy didn't make adjustment. Yes, he did. Andy's a very smart man. There was no adjustment that could be made for that ass whooping that they were taking. That was a man whoop a man. When you talk about simple football, you know, we all get on television and we talk about on the air and we try to take you behind the game and people are talking about coverages and all this other stuff and schemes and two high safeties.
It's a man whoop a man.
It's a man whoop a man. At the end of the day, it's a man whoop a man. It's me imposing my will on you and making you do what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's what that was yesterday.
It was
the other day.
Well, I feel like that. This whole week feels like one day. Let's go down to Devin. She's talking to fans down on the parade site. Devin, what's going on down there?
Thank you, Joe. I'm down here with Mel. Mel, I love your glitter. You have like Taylor Swift glitter freckles.
Oh my God, yes.
Very Go Birds.
Go Birds. It's a brand I found on like Instagram, on socials.
How excited are you?
I'm so beyond excited. We're world champions, baby! Red October, coming in October, can't wait!
Oh, wow, we're jumping from the Eagles parade right to Red October. I
all
love
it. All of it! We're City of Champions, baby! Yeah!
How long have you been out here?
I've been out here since 1-something, 2.
A.M.? P.M.?
2 or 3
a.m.?
2 or 3 a.m.
Did you sleep at all?
No, I drove from Virginia 4 hours, four yesterday,
Virginia,
and then I got here at 9,
West Virginia.
And then over my grandparents at 9, and then I got here at 1.
Wow.
Numbers!
What are you most looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to all of it. I'm a big confetti girl.
I can tell. You give me big confetti girl vibes.
Listen, I went to that Super Bowl. And we stayed after, and we got the confetti from the field. I had to have the confetti.
So you're at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. My dad took me. I had the greatest dad in the world. Shout out John Texan.
That's awesome. So he brought you there. You got Super Bowl confetti. Oh, yeah. And now you're here. You've been all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He let me come here for Valentine's Day.
Is your dad here?
No, he hasn't had to work. But I gotta come to the parade today.
You can hold it down for him, right?
From, Virginia.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy today. Go Bert.
Thank you. I love you, Dad. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. Love you, Papa.
You know, of all the interviews that we've done down in the street today, you know what I'm noticing, Hugh?
What?
The people that are being interviewed are getting progressively more.
As the day goes on?
Yep.
Yeah. And you see, it feels like Devin's getting more and more nervous about asking people questions.
I love the. How long have you been here? Since 1?
A.M.?
Well, that's 12 hours ago, and you could hear it in their voices. I love at the end saying, I love you, Mom and Dad. I mean, like, that people are having themselves a great time, and it is a special time here. All right, coming up, as the Eagles start to arrive here on the parkway on their way to the Art Museum, they have the escort from the police. This thing is about to start here. We are live broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge of the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota. We'll send it back down live to ESPN. Devin coming up. Maybe we'll even hear from Buzz again and your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494. It is parade day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.